Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. We'll talk some Caps hockey coming up at 8:20. They've been struggling of late. Alan May from NBC Sports Washington will join us. At 9:20, we'll dive into some college hoops. Jerry Palm's going to join us. Terps with their 20th win of the season. Yesterday, they were 20-4, beat Nebraska in a squeaker.
Probably not.
He's blaming me. I didn't tell anybody to lay the 17.
No,
I said,
bet him on the money line.
Well,
the
money
win.
Line probably wasn't even available in most places, but I said they're just going to win the game.
Right.
All right, they only won by a bucket, and they could have lost.
Still a dub.
But I didn't say, lay the 17. Now, I thought, that based on the first half, I thought they would have won by at least 20. They were up 13 at the half. They played a bad second half. Played down to the opponent. Don't blame me for that loss. They won the game. That's what I predicted.
They did win the game. You're right about that.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page. Find out what's going on in Hollywood music, celebrity scoop.
You know how life just flies by and you don't realize, man, it wasn't but just a few years. Like, YouTube first started, guys, in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to 2005, it didn't exist. It's all hard to imagine it, right? It just, like, it seems like iPhones have been around forever.
Sure.
I mean, I think they were on the
2007 is the debut of the iPhone.
2007, yep. Right?
Amazon used to sell books.
Just books.
It's crazy.
How do you become so wildly successful when you start selling things that people don't care about anymore?
Well, because they quickly realize, well, this is applicable to anything.
Yeah, they branch it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Books.
But anyway, so remember with the Janet Jackson Nipplegate?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That had so many ramifications. That was 2004. That had a huge.
You remember where we were?
No.
We were at the Hard Rock in D.C.
We were doing a Super Bowl show.
Yep. I remember.
They were giving away a Jeep outside on the curb.
You don't remember what band?
Remember that?
One of the bands was playing. One of the speakers caught fire.
Is that when the speaker caught fire?
Caught fire.
I thought that was a New Year's show because we did a New Year's Eve show there too.
No, this is the Patriots and the Panthers Super Bowl.
Okay, Ole Bay party.
The Ooper Say Ole Bay party. Ole Bay. Yes, correct.
Yeah, so in 2004, the halftime show, Janet Jackson's Nipplegate. Not only did it have far-reaching implications for broadcasting. Right? Because then the FCC cracked down.
Yep.
Like radio hosts. Like,
she basically ruined our lives.
Ruined our lives.
For years.
That's really when we had to really pull back on a lot of stuff that we used to do pre 2005 ish, basically.
Some clips you'll never hear again.
I mean,
ever.
You'll never, ever hear. I mean, like a golden era of shock radio, you know?
Yes. Well, when we do our podcast, we'll play all that stuff.
I don't even know if you can.
Why can't we?
Because it just gets out. People just play it on, you know.
But if we're doing our own podcast,
there's no FCC regulations, I think, on podcasts. You have to figure that out. But you can still
just
be held responsible.
Language
you can be held accountable for it.
Very dicey.
You don't want to remind people of the stuff we did.
We were all over the place.
Yeah. But anyway, not only did it have massive broadcast implications, because it was such a difficult, people wanted to see it that mm-hmm. missed it, or they wanted to see it again.
Right.
Of course, people are perverts. Now, there was nothing to see.
Right.
I mean, it was just so dumb.
It was lame.
Overrated scandal.
Yeah.
But some guys figured out that, wait a second, there's no place for anybody to see things that have happened.
Right.
So they were PayPal guys, three guys in their 20s. That worked at PayPal, and they talked about how hard it was to find footage of Janet's nipple on
what
the internet.
Happened?
So at that time, like viral videos, a world star mm-hmm. hit, all that stuff
right.
that didn't exist. So they came out, they created YouTube.
Brilliant.
Their first
so
video
Brilliant.
Was posted on April 23rd, 2005. It was a 19-second clip of one of the guys at the zoo, at the San Diego Zoo.
Sure, that was fun to watch.
They say, but what really blew it up was the following December. You guys would have to remind me of this skit because I don't know it off the top of my head. There was a Saturday Night Live skit called Lazy Sunday that went viral. It. And everybody went to YouTube to go check it out. What was the clip?
It was Andy Samberg and another castmate. And it was like a rap video.
No idea.
Yeah, it was like a rap parody video about going to like the movies.
Yeah. Right. I used to have it memorized.
Now, I remember in the early years of YouTube, everything was unregulated. You could put anything there. Now there's all this licensing stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't just post anything. And I remember Mark Cuban thinking he would never want to own YouTube. I remember him talking about it because...
Whoops.
It's so popular.
I think he's done okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, because of all of the licensing issues that are inherent in it with all the stuff that's on the site that they're not paying copyright fees and all that, but they appeared to have figured all that out.
YouTube is owned by Google, correct? Or Alphabet.
Isn't I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't know.
I'm 96% sure that it's owned by
You know what I love about YouTube
Google.
Is if I miss a big high school game, like a DeMatha game, like St. John's DeMatha last night.
Yeah.
Capital Hoops puts on like a 10-minute video breakdown of highlights on the next day. And I can watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that with one of the Caps games recently. Just I wanted to see the highlight. Like, mm-hmm. When Ovi had the three goals.
Yep.
The three natural goals.
The natural hat trick.
The natural hat trick. I wanted to see it because I was in bed at that point.
I love it.
So anyway, it's just amazing how technology.
Who came up with Pornhub?
I don't know.
I love it.
I mean, we had two times a porno swap on the show.
Yeah.
Because old school was videotapes. He used to talk about his whole process of closing his eyes. Right?
That's true. You got to try to make it new. Close your eyes. Pick it. Because if you pick out a tape and you see, oh, it's the red one, you know, boom. You know,
go to those liquidator stores and be all embarrassed.
Oh, thank God we don't have to do that anymore, Cakes, right?
I mean, think about it.
The swinging doors. I've said it a million times, but there's nothing like going to a place like... You know, they have all like 48 hours in Trading Places.
Yeah, Home Alone.
Yeah, the Superman movie. No one's going out. And then you go behind the swinging doors, it's a whole city. Yeah.
Cakes had to get like the Asian people behind the counter distracted so he could lean over and steal one.
Valdez, did you ever
that
live
may
that?
Or
you're
may not
you're
have
a
happened.
Millennial.
You can't prove anything.
Did
what?
Did you ever have to go behind the swinging doors?
No, although growing up, it was the scrambled porno.
That
was,
yeah, we had that.
That's what I had to do.
Yeah. We've talked about this too before.
That.
There
yeah,
used
the
to be
Spice
a mom.
Channel.
There used to be a mom and pop video store where we grew up.
Yeah,
and you had to suffer the indignity if you were an adult.
Yeah,
they didn't have the separate swinging doors.
Yeah,
they had loose leaf binders,
three ring binders.
Imagine this. They
had three ring binders, like two or three of them.
Yeah.
Of like the sheets like this, yep. Like you would flip through like.
But the covers.
Here's a cover. Oh, look, I don't want that one. That's not my thing. Oh, it's okay.
Right.
Out
in people are watching.
Out in the
yes!
open. Yeah. The pervs are out in the open at the end of
and
the counter.
The we lived in a neighborhood where you knew everybody. You're like, oh, there's Mr. So and So going through the creepy.
I could never
notebook.
Do that.
I mean, could you imagine?
No.
Just their public display.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Thank God.
How far we've come.
Oh, my God. So amazing.
Now you get on your freaking phone.
Yeah. I mean, now, I mean, I'm sure they're tracking it all.
Right? I'm sure.
The government knows what you're into.
Who cares?
Who cares?
I don't care.
Right?
I do not care about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I type in the most heinous thing.
I have to type on, this isn't porn related, but I just go on a lot of these sites and it'll say yes or no about do you want your cookies or whatever. I don't know what to say.
I think you have to say yes.
Allow
the
cookies.
I think you have to say yes or you can't go to the site.
Allow
I think.
All that probably just means to get more emails you know from them.
That's a nice way of them saying, will you allow us to get into all of your personal data right, and steal
right.
it?
Yeah, sure. They say, well, this like this app wants to use your camera, wants right. to use your phone. And I go, no. And then the app doesn't work. Yeah. So I go, all right, I guess I got to take. So go ahead, use my camera, right. use my pictures. You know, God.
And in 5 years, there's going to be Chinese tanks rolling yeah. down South Capitol Street.
There's
We're
no such thing
why.
As privacy. It just doesn't exist. I mean, you know, you try your best, use incognito. You know,
but I don't think about it.
Doing anything.
I don't even think about it.
As long as you're not committing any crimes.
Right, exactly.
You're
not committing crimes. I don't care about the privacy issue. I don't. Yeah. I don't think about
it. I mean, it'd be better, though, if someone tapped into your camera on your laptop and put that on social media.
No, no, if it happens, I'm better, but I don't think about it now.
As long as you don't turn into Luca Magnotta and go around like chopping people up.
I can promise you I won't.
Evading the authorities, you're going to be okay.
On the rare instances.
From Don't F with Cats.
I worry about.
You should watch it.
This is what I do worry about. I worry about my daughters.
Yeah.
I worry about my daughters.
Mm-hmm, sure.
In what sense?
Well, they're on social media all the time. I mean, taking pictures, and hopefully they're not stupid enough to post a picture like that.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It happens all over the country.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you got your new daughters in sorority.
Good
now.
Kids.
I mean, all bets are off now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now they're in college.
Believe me. That's what I worry about.
Yeah. Well, you might as well just stop worrying about it because it's over. Once they're in college, it's over, Johnny.
I can't.
Not much you can do.
I think about that all the time. Yeah. That's at the forefront of my mind every single day.
You worry about your daughters and teams covering. That's what you're and the stock market.
Stock market. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned.
Definitely the stock market.
Adult content. Shocker. It's in the news. So, there, you know, all these cruise ships where they have these coronavirus people like being basically held hostage.
Right. They're quarantined.
They're quarantined for weeks.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, I think they're letting them go after 2 weeks, but some they're saying they could last as long as 24 days, the incubation period.
You know, I would quarantine them, and then I would paint that cruise ship with a laser sight, and then I would hit it with a Tomahawk missile.
Right.
I would destroy the virus that way.
I hope there's open bar. I hope they still have the blacktack tables open.
I almost hope that Cakes gets a read from like Carnival Cruise Lines. I can't wait.
I've told CK.
He has to turn it down.
I've told him I will endorse nearly anything, but I can't endorse a cruise line because I would. Yeah. I'd be
a fraud.
I would be the worst spokesman for it of all time.
Well, anyway, there are two, I guess, major ships that are, I guess, under quarantine, the Diamond Princess and the World Dream cruise ships with, can you imagine, 7,300 passengers. And I've seen, like, some of them complain, there's, like, viral videos, and they're like, imagine being stuck in a bathroom, because that's about what the room is, the size of a bathroom, for two
weeks.
For
a month. Yeah.
No sun.
It's awful.
No windows for some of them. You're just stuck in a bathroom. So Cam Soda has stepped up, and they have offered free adult content to all 7,300 passengers
like
to give them something to pass the time.
It's like the sixth receiver on the Skins, right? Cam Soda.
Right. Exactly. So, hey, great idea. Great free publicity.
I saw one of those cruise ships. They're like running out of food.
Of course
they
are.
Because they're not prepped for.
Yeah. So now the passengers, they're going to start eating each other. It's going to turn into alive when they crashed in the mountains.
I just can't imagine. Oh, so you imagine you're on the ship and you're just waiting for a fever to hit, and then you just become panicked. Even though you should, if you have a healthy immune system, you should be able to battle it. Still, I'd be panicked.
By the way, I felt Valdez's cheek earlier to see if he had a fever or not. He's feeling a little peaking.
Are you feeling
over there.
A little under the weather?
Yeah.
Yeah,
have you been to Wuhan lately?
I completely mocked germs.
You
did. I got my immune system.
Yeah.
I don't feel very well.
All of a sudden now it's failing.
He was touting himself as the healthiest person in the building, and then now he's feeling poopy.
All you got to do is just read about how long germs last on doorknobs and handrails, and it's going to, you realize we're all doomed. This is how we're all going to die. There is going to be some sort of germ that's going to kill us all.
Well, usually my immune system is pretty top notch. But I just think a germ infiltrated.
Yeah, somehow.
Well, I don't care how good your immune system is. When somebody with the influenza touches the handrail,
I don't think I have flu.
Okay, but whatever it is, and then you scratch your nose, I pick my nose time. It goes into the old boom.
I do feel like I'm burning hot.
But how healthy is it? Instead of using an actual thermometer, he uses Cakes' dirty hand.
Yeah, I put the back of my hand.
Did you go wash your hand with hot water for 20 seconds of soap?
I don't know if I did. I probably did.
You keep complaining about how bad you feel. CK's going to walk right in there and say, go home.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing I can really do.
Yeah, leave.
Yeah, you can go home.
Well, who's going to do everything?
Drap.
Drabby will do it. An AWOD will answer
phones.
Yeah,
put that monkey AWOD on the phone.
Adam doesn't do anything but look at Premier League soccer standings.
He doesn't want germs spreading all over the building.
I mean, how many videos has Adam made today? How many videos have you made so far, Adam?
We've made one for Rick Snyder.
Oh, you did? One video. He did one thing today.
Seriously, if you're not feeling well, I would just say, gone.
Yeah. I'm not messing around anymore.
I will say this. If I didn't have to be here at 4:30, I wouldn't have came in.
Yeah.
Well, because there's no one that
come
can.
In.
Yeah, whatever.
Put it this way.
They'll find somebody.
It's a hillbilly. Don't bring it.
They'll find somebody to replace you.
If I have a fever of 98.7 now, I'm going to the doctor. I could be anything. I'm going to the doctor.
not messing around anymore.
I'm the doctor who gets a guy at 98.7. I just laugh at
him. Yeah. No, obviously, I've got temperature. I have the virus coming on.
Oh, God. Say, drink glass of water. He'll cool down.
Right. So, anyway, I entertained you. I know I did. I only did one story, too. Maybe two. We got more if we want to later, but I know we got guests coming up.
All right, we got Alan May joining us next. Caps have been in a bit of a rut. Goalies haven't been playing as well. We'll get the latest from Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington, next.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with them.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now. It's Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. He's driven by Dulles Motor Cars in beautiful downtown Leesburg and DullesMotorCars.com. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just us, I guess, and our listeners.
How so?
You said, what's up?
Yeah,
I answered. Who's up? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's true. You'd be surprised.
You guys are slow.
Yeah, we're a little bit slow this morning.
Well, we got up at 4. Yeah.
Well, you're an early riser, though, right? Don't you get up early typically and knock your workout out?
I used to, but lately NyQuil's been getting the better of me, so I got to quit that addiction. I'm gonna have to go to a doctor and get off the NyQuil. So.
Well, they make something.
Yeah. Jason, yeah, that's dangerous.
Don't they do something called ZQuil that's not as bad for you? You should try that.
Well, I'll try that today. I'll run out to the drugstore to the corner and buy some. So,
Alan, before we talk Caps, scary scene last night in the Ducks Blues game as Jay Bouwmeester collapsed on the bench. I guess he had just been out on the ice for a shift for like a minute and 20 seconds, had a cardiac episode. He was taken care of by the emergency personnel there. Scary scene. Did anything like that ever happen to you during your playing days?
No, you know what? Certainly not to me. You know, not in any of the games I played in.
I didn't mean you. I just meant like play, like
no.
teammate, like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, never to any of my teammates. Never. I know the last time I saw this happen, I was working between the benches at the Caps game, and I saw something on my Twitter account about something going on in Dallas that a player had collapsed on the ice. And I flipped over on the app on my phone, and I was watching it as everyone was going crazy. But the same thing there, the off-ice personnel, the EMTs, saved the player's life, and he never played again. It was Nick Peverly. Supposedly, he was non-responsive for about 15, 16, 17 minutes.
Jesus.
And, that was in a warm-up, and the one prior to that, which saved his life, was, I think it was Yuri Fisher in Detroit collapsed on the bench during the game, and the same thing. Neither of those guys ever played an NHL hockey game again.
Were they both like heart situations?
Yeah, both heart situations. So in Dallas, they test for something, and I'm not sure, and I don't want to misdiagnose it probably, but I believe it was the Widowmaker heart attack was just lying in wait. One of those things that the EKGs do not detect. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, right.
But I know that they started it to check players for that in Dallas for this certain
condition
that he had. And I know that, the next year, every youth hockey player in Dallas, as far as the travel players, Baylor Heart Hospital actually started giving these free heart scans to see if any of these kids may have had anything like Nick Peverly had at the time.
Right. Jesus. Yeah, terrifying.
Scary.
Well, hopefully he's all right. Well, what's the latest on the condition? Do we know?
He said he was stable. No. That's the latest I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say if it was, they said cardiac situation, it was a father's trip too, but I would say that he never plays another hockey game. Yeah. And if it's what the other two guys had, and Jay's played 1,240 hockey games in his National Hockey League career. He's from my hometown. He was, a high pick. I think he was like third overall to the Florida Panthers. So he's played a lot of hockey. He's won himself a Stanley Cup championship. I don't know if he's married and if he has children or not, but, he's got big decisions coming up, and I think the St. Louis Blues will probably make that decision for him.
Right. Oh, yeah. Terrible story. Well, hopefully, the health first. Hopefully that resolves itself. What about the health? I hate to make a transition, but what about the health of the Caps right now? A little swoon here. No big deal. They're still fine overall. And I guess maybe you just look at this as the natural ebb and flow of a season. Even the great teams are going to struggle. Is that how you take it?
Well, I think you do, but one of the things that I highlighted is that their defensive play has been porous of late. And
yeah.
You know, I kept pointing out that there was a difference between the quality of shot that Holtby was getting and the quality that Samsonov. Samsonov loses his last two starts. He let in four-plus goals in each of those. Last game, five goals in what, a period and a half. And I said to everyone that was around me after the Philadelphia game about Braden Holtby the other night, I said, guys, I don't fault Holtby for one of those goals. Not one went through him. Not one went under him. I said the team played really very poorly defensively. There was gap. There was too much open ice for Philadelphia, and they torched the Caps. And they went into lockdown mode after that, you know, because it's usually the pulling of goaltenders a lot. Is you know, you're kind of calling the players out for how they're playing. And then the other night, Samsonov, although he did have, you know, two go through him, there were too many point-blank opportunities right away. And I think the Caps, it's a wake-up call for the players and the coaching staff. And I say the coaching staff because they're going to have to tweak some of the systems now because it appears that most teams are on to what they're doing when they don't have the puck. So they're going to have to, I think they're going to have to, you know, button their defensive play down. And when it happens to Samsonov, who was kind of, you know, statistically was running through the league, it just highlights that those parts of the game have to be cleaned up. And the reason why you want this to happen now, and I say it's a great thing, is that you got everyone's attention. You let up 12 goals in two games. That hasn't happened in a long time to the Capitals. So if there, you know, there has to be some systematic changes right now. And it's not a bad thing for them to go through this. I think it's better now than in the first week of the playoffs.
Because
there will
be
no
second week if you don't. Yeah.
I'm stealing this from our friends at Japers Rink. 3.5 is the number, and that's the Caps' goals against per game at home since the start of 2020. And since they played the third most home games in the league since January 1st, that's a telling stat. And as you mentioned, it's not just the goalie's fault. It's the defense in front of them that's letting them down.
Well, yeah, and when we say defense, we've got to make sure that we're not just talking about the defense. And I think this is everyone on this team has to make sure that they're better. And it goes, you know, top to bottom on the roster. You know, and right now before the trade deadline, it kind of highlights that there are needs on the team. You cannot just play offensive hockey to win the Stanley Cup. You always got to win by more goals. And a lot of people will be smart asses on Twitter. Like, you know, what do the Caps need to do today to outscore the other team? Well, you need to do that. But if you get into a game where you're just depending on offense, you're going to get eaten up because everyone goes into lockdown mode defensively. The effort, the physical play of blocking more shots and grinding out the middle of the ice. As the season goes on, and certainly in the playoffs, those are the things that matter most. And I thought last year they got out physical in the playoffs and they got out skated. So one of the ways they got out physical and out skated was defensively in the middle of the ice. So that's an area where the Caps drastically need to get their game back. At the start of the year, it took them a little while. They were trying to be more aggressive on the forecheck. And then the transition back to, you know, backchecking, which means to take away defensively pressure towards their own zone, it took a little while. But once they got it, they were doing a really good job with teams. But I think that's kind of gone by the wayside lately. And the players really have to get back to that commitment because the last two, after Samsonov was pulled against the Islanders the other night, the team started to play a lot more desperately without the puck. And they started to play a lot more physical. And I don't think you can play all-out physical hockey all season long. And defensively, the players could get bored. But I think it's the time of the year where they got to start clamping down on both of those areas.
Alan, do you think a three-game roadie at this point could actually be a good thing for them as poorly as they've played at Capital One over the last,
they have
know,
been
week,
a better road team.
Week to 10 days
well,
or so.
They've been really good on the road.
Yep.
And very good on the road. But at the same time, Colorado is a lights-out fast team, and they'll eat you up if you're not paying attention to defense. And I know the first time the two teams played this year, they kicked the Caps hard. And it was, 4-0 in about 10 minutes, if that. And so they've got a big game coming up there. Arizona is not to be taken lightly anymore. They've been playing a very technical game, and all their players know that they have to have a buy-in. So you go to Vegas, and Vegas has been one of the hottest teams in the league since making some more trades. So you've got three teams you used to worry about when you went out that way, Anaheim, L.A., and San Jose. And now you got to worry about Colorado, Arizona, and Vegas. Las Vegas on these road trips. So, you know what? It could be what the doctor ordered if they get their game together defensively, puck management-wise. But if they don't, they could easily come back 0-3 on this trip. Easily.
Ooh. Alan, are you surprised that Burakovsky is flourishing in Colorado? As you mentioned, fast team. He's already got 41 points. That's a career high through just 52 games. He's going to cash in this offseason because I believe he just signed a one-year deal with the Avs.
Not surprised at all. I had so much faith in him going in there and getting rid of, you know, the labels that they had on him here, letting him play. They play a faster brand of hockey than the Caps. And he was going to get a top six ice time role. And he looks phenomenal. I watched him play last night. He was flying. He was everywhere all over the ice. He's playing. He picked up a lot of, you know, a lot of great experience playing for the Capitals. He understood defensively, but, you know, he got pigeonholed on the third line. You know, they had him bouncing around. He was on the fourth line. And I'm not sure this coaching staff had, you know, if they had confidence in him. But you look, he'd be pretty good on this team this year playing with Lars Eller game to game, where Richard Ponick and Hagelin have been. But right now he's tied for a career high in goals. He's got, you know, career high in points. I expected him to get 25 to 30 goals this year. It looks probably like 25 would be more in line with what he'll get. But he's going to end up probably 60 points. And no surprise at all, but, you know, he started with the Capitals too early. People expected him, and they were labeling him to get 30 right off the bat. We see how hard it is because Jacob Vrana is on the verge of 30, but it's taken him a while, fifth season in the National Hockey League. So I'm not surprised with Berkey. He looks incredible over there, and you can bet he'll be flying against the Caps on tomorrow night.
Well, do you expect them to make any moves for a defenseman before the deadline?
Well, I think after what we saw the last three games, we saw Jensen sat out, then we saw, first it was Siegenthaler, then it was Jensen, and then Gudas. And they got spanked the last couple of games. The young kid, Ferravari, is a phenomenal hockey player, really good skater, but he's young. He's 20 years old. It's not going to hurt him to play in Hershey longer and get some excellent coaching there before you come up, because you really don't want to spoon feed all the young players when they come up. They want to know where you can play left or right side. I would not be surprised to see them go after another defenseman. And you know, the price of rice went up the other night because the Pittsburgh Penguins made the first big blow in the trade department, and they grabbed Jason Zucker, who's a really good hockey player, and he's there to replace Nick Gensel for now. And if Gensel comes back, now they got another weapon. So I think it's important that the Capitals have to do something, because right now, defensively, all season long, the Caps have been exposed in front of their net, and it's not on the goaltenders, and it's starting to happen to Samsonov, what's been happening to Holtby, and they've got to go into lockdown. I think they need to add another guy.
Pittsburgh got a point last night in the OT loss to Tampa. Every time I look up at Tampa's win streak, it's 7 in a row, 8 in a row. Then they'll lose one, then they'll win another 6 in a row. I mean, they just go on these crazy runs.
Yeah, you remember last year, everyone gave them the Stanley Cup before the season. And that's not a shot at you, but everyone was talking about how great their goaltender was. Well, the goaltender didn't look so great in the playoffs when he was actually tested. And that's a team that flies high on offense. And the Capitals and the Columbus Blue Jackets know that you got to pound them. You got to play hard physically against them. You've got to lock down the middle of the ice and just lay the body on them every chance you get. And when teams don't do that, and they try to trade chances with them, they lose. And they're fast. If they figure it out that they have to play physical and have to have a few more players that are more of that type, they could be unbeatable. But at the same time, you hit them and they'll slow down. So until they figure out they've got to play a physical game, I don't think they go too far.
When they come back from this road trip, will they still have a lead over Pittsburgh in the Metro?
Oh, you're going to make a bet on this, aren't you?
No, I'm just asking your prediction.
I don't know who Pittsburgh plays the next few games, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them come back in second. If they don't ramp it up defensively, they're going to be in trouble on this trip. And they need to go into Colorado, which hasn't been a great place for them over the years. Altitude, first game of the road trip. It's got to be all about team. It's got to be about five-man units playing defensive hockey. If that doesn't start out well, they've had some trouble in Arizona. And then Vegas, they're playing so so well right now. I shouldn't say they're so well right now. They were doing very well. But at home, they're a tough team to play against. The Caps should have confidence in their arena. And I just think the Coyotes are a team you got to take advantage. Well, they've got some injuries right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there. I think they're 2-5-3 in their last 10, but they were killing teams in the National Hockey League and surprising everyone. They're in the playoffs right now, and they're going to play a very patient defensive game against the Caps. So I believe it all fares how they go against the Avalanche. The Avalanche are riding high, 8-1-1 in their last 10, plus 46 goal differential, and they skate. They've got puck-moving defensemen. They've got agile defensemen. They can stifle you defensively with their speed as well. So I think it all depends how this first game goes as to how Pittsburgh and the Caps fare by the end of this road trip.
All right, Alan May. Appreciate the time. By the way, the Pens have 3 consecutive home games. One of them is Detroit. So they might rack up some points in the next 3. All right, Alan. Appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Alan May, driven by Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference in beautiful downtown Leesburg and DullesMotorCars.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget Jerry Palm, CBS Sports senior writer and bracketology expert. He's going to join us at 9:20.
Jerry Palm has Baylor, San Diego State, Kansas, and Gonzaga as his one seeds currently.
Of course, think about that, by the way.
That could always change.
San Diego State, a 1. Gonzaga, 1. Who else did you say? Baylor, 1. Yep. Times have changed, man.
Some of the blue bloods are not in that rarefied air this year.
San Diego State undefeated?
Haven't lost. Won last night by 25.
Kawhi Leonard playing with them.
Probably won't lose. They got a really good point guard. Malachi Flynn's his name. But they probably won't lose in the regular season. But, you know, who knows about the postseason.
They haven't played anybody. Is that Children of the Corn?
One of the creepiest movies I've ever seen. Yes, correct. Very scary name.
I got bitter. Somebody tweeted us this morning at Junk's Radio. Jason and I are big into The Outsider on HBO.
Yeah.
And it's definitely turned where there seems to be some sort of demon at play.
Right.
So it's kind of True Detective-like, except
There's some supernatural sci-fi.
Yeah. There's a spiritual aspect of it.
And the guys just asked me, are you still into it? And I was like, yeah.
I've watched
all
invested.
6 episodes. I like it a lot.
Are there 8 or 10?
I think there are 10.
All right.
That seems to be the run of a lot of these shows. Okay. Like Homeland will be 10 episodes. So I'm just assuming. I haven't checked. But the guy said, and this is something that you and I would never do. He said he got into The Outsider on TV. And then he decided to read the book.
Oh, really?
Okay. And he said, you're not going to like the turn.
Right.
Mm. Oh, really?
So now I'm kind of dreading that it's just going to go down the tubes based on one stupid tweet.
Mm. It's funny how one person's opinion can change everything.
Unless they change the ending a little bit for
TV. Actually hoping they changed
it. Creative license with it. That could be the case.
Yeah.
Last episode ended with a cliffhanger.
Yeah, that never happens to me. I don't start watching the TV show or the movie and say, oh, this is based on a book. Let me go check out the book.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing.
Never done that.
We've talked about it, the pros and cons of binge watching.
Yeah.
So if this was just a Netflix show, Jason and I would have been done with this 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Probably 4 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
We'd have been done with it.
Yep.
And now you have to wait a week.
Same with Homeland. Now I'm kind of fiending for Homeland episode 2.
Did you finally watch it?
I watched half of it last night. I've got to finish it.
Yeah.
Didn't Claire Danes have the crazy eyes going?
Well, she's just a whack job.
She's great.
Her acting is incredible.
She's great at playing crazy.
She's got
that down to a science.
Did you watch just the little part where she's on the basketball court? And she's running full speed, and then she smacks.
Yeah, smacking the fence. Yeah, hey, I saw that. I only watched 25 minutes of it, so I'll watch the rest.
By the way, I guess they just announced in the last day or two, Ozark season 3, March 27th.
Yeah, I think they announced it a few months ago.
Month and a half.
It's not
that far.
I mean, they said it was coming back, but this is the date.
Okay.
Good.
This is the official release date.
I always need, with these shows, I need serious recaps. The good thing is on Netflix, they do show... You know, it'll say season 2.
Because your brain is mush and you don't remember.
I can't remember what the hell happened. I remember like those country bumpkin shot people. And you know, I don't really remember that much
about
it.
Yeah.
That drug dealer was so salty when he walked into the what's the name of their name? The donks.
The country bumpkins.
Yeah, the bumpkins. I can't remember their names.
Oh, can't remember.
The old couple. I can't remember. But anyway, the drug dealer walked in and he got the wrong end of a 12-gauge shotgun blast.
Yeah. Hey, what was the documentary that everybody was saying that you got to watch? Like, after I watched the Tay-Tay, there was another documentary that everybody's watching.
Cheer?
Cheer. What,
maybe it's that one.
Yeah, Cheer's very good.
My wife watched
that. That's about the cheerleading squad?
Yeah.
Is it really about, like, good. A murder? What is it about?
No, it's not about a murder.
Reality. It's a reality. College cheerleaders.
Only your brain would turn
like
Cheer into a murder.
It's like Last Chance U, but it's...
Well, hold on. You don't remember the case in Texas? Remember where the lady, like, tried to kill the rival cheerleader?
On the team.
Yeah, you remember that?
I think I'd rather watch that than this. People are telling me
everybody says it's good.
Cheer's pretty good.
Really good.
My wife was in tears watching it.
She was?
Yeah. I don't know what they'll happen.
The Snells.
The Snells.
Did you watch it, Drab? Cheer?
I watched an hour of it.
Oh, you punted?
It's like Hard Knocks with cheerleaders. It's
kind of cool.
I can't get into that.
Yeah, but then they get into like the backstories, all the boo-hoo stories.
They try to act like they are.
My wife was trying to give me all the backstories. She was really trying to sell me on it. She was like, see, this guy was a really good high school football player. He was getting offers, but something happened, and now he's a cheerleader. I was like, okay, enjoy.
It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I've always maintained I used to really joke on guy cheerleaders, but I think ultimately they got the last laugh.
Hey, remember we saw the guy who bought us like a round of drinks.
Yeah, but what you're talking right. about is guys in
college.
High school and college who are kind of messing around and kind of having a good time with it. This is hardcore. Competitive.
No, I understand.
They're not messing around. They're going for like national titles.
They are, but the reason why they're in it is because they probably wanted to date chicks.
Well, I don't think that's the reason. Most of the guys from Cheer are in it.
Oh, really?
Because I don't think they're that into the ladies.
Oh, is that right?
I'm just guessing.
Right? I just remember seeing the Maryland cheerleaders, and I'm just knowing these guys. But they're all. I mean, I think they're there to meet the chicks.
My cousin was an Oregon Duck cheerleader.
Yeah,
and married.
A cheerleader.
A smoke show.
Right.
Female cheerleader from Oregon.
Right.
Yep. Drab probably knows them.
Because for lack of a better phrase, he had his hand up her skirt every day.
That's what he did.
Like exactly.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
For an entire football game.
Right.
This is the face that he gets. Yes. Do you remember the conversation? I wish I remember his name. He's a loyal listener. He brought us around. He brought over his dad, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, who cares the name? You get caught up in the minutia.
But you had that exact same face asking a million follow-up questions.
Do you think that your cousin's wife would get bitter when he would hold other girls up?
I don't know. I've never met her.
You've never had?
They live in Oregon.
Yeah. He's got a million cousins.
I know.
I do. I got a million cousins.
He does.
I have no DeMarcuses.
But I've seen her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Smoke show.
You've seen pics.
Yeah. And she has a twin.
Oh, really?
Selling.
Right. Were they both? He probably was holding a twin up.
He might have been.
No, I don't think she was a cheerleader.
She didn't.
Do you have any second cousins, Cakes?
I don't think so.
Has no family.
If you have,
I was dropped off in a basket, and my parents.
No, because his parents. The reason why he has no cousins is because his parents have no siblings.
Yeah,
right.
Correct.
So how could he have second cousins?
Because if his parents would have first cousins, his dad probably had cousins.
Right. Well, but he didn't care. I mean, he would never see them. He would never have a family reunion to go to. There's nothing. Like, he has nothing.
Yeah. He didn't have uncles or aunts.
So if you don't have aunts or uncles, nobody's inviting you to their family reunion.
I have no Kirks. I have nothing.
If his dad had a close cousin or his mom had a close cousin.
Nah. Not really.
Apparently they didn't. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a family reunion? An Allville or?
Yes. Long time ago in Almost Heaven, West Virginia.
What was it all about?
Shocker. Family reunion. I didn't know anybody.
Right.
I didn't know anybody there.
Right, you got no cousins.
Nobody.
You got no Kirks.
Right. How am I going to know all these people?
He's got second Kirks.
He's got second Kirks, but he doesn't really know him.
Yeah. Correct.
That's pretty rare, right?
Yes.
That someone has no Kirks?
I would think so.
Drabby, do you know anybody else that has zippy Kirks?
I think my wife has one Kirk.
All right, but she's got one.
One.
Okay. Jason's got like 50 Kirks.
Well, I mean, my mom was one of 11.
Right.
Man, right.
That helps. Yeah, sure.
I mean, he's got a ton of them.
I do. Got a lot of first Kirks.
It's probably not that weird. Maybe it's kind
of
weird.
I think it's that's not that it's something to be ashamed of. I think
it's just
unusual.
Abnormal.
It's rare.
During the break, I don't even know the number. I'm going to write them down, see how many I have.
You're going to try to figure out how many Kirks?
Yeah.
I'll
combine both of them.
I have at least 14.
Huh?
I have at least 14.
14 Kirks?
At least.
Makes me laugh just to say that.
Italian side.
It's a good zing.
Yeah.
It's a solid zing every time. It always gets a laugh.
15.
Four Kirks on there. I actually don't have that many. I only have like nine Kirks.
But
like
your dad had a bunch of brothers?
No, he didn't. He had one brother.
Oh, just one brother?
Yeah. My Uncle George, he only had four kids. So I got four Kirks there and my other three. I actually only have seven. Oh, no, that's not true. I have nine Kirks.
I'd like to work in another name other than Kirk and DeMarcus, but I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Oof. I just can't.
I'll figure that out.
Another Cousins?
By the way, JP, I've been starting to watch another show called The Stranger on Netflix.
I've seen the... I haven't clicked on it yet.
Yeah.
Is it silly?
It's kind of freaky, yeah. I like it. Who knows? I'll probably be let down at the end of it, but I like it now. I'm three episodes in.
Right.
Hard Knock Life.
About
naps and Netflix.
and Goff.
Yeah.
And tea times.
What's the weather supposed to be like today? I got the crew out.
I think today. I think
the pavers are out today.
Well, I think today mostly dry, but tomorrow more rain.
Oh, really?
And then it gets cold this weekend.
Yeah.
Your pavers.
My pavers, the guys are there today.
All right. Well, they
got to get them.
They could probably get them down today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, probably not.
I have so many like pallets around my driveway. It's ridiculous. Just stone everywhere. It's Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of diamonds.
Bunch of diamonds. Where's he?
I don't know. I don't think he's in the NBA.
No, oh, yeah, he's probably playing in Switzerland.
He's probably in the Saudi Arabian League with your boy.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in anything? Remember, we got Jerry Palm joining us at 9:20. We talk some college hoops.
And then when we come back, let's get a cameo update from the boys. I know they're desperate to get the word out again, and I want to get an update on where sort of their ranking. I don't know that that's the case, but I know that they want to give us an update.
All right.
All right, we'll do that. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.